I met with Wrangell's harbor master, Greg Meisner. We're driving around Shoemaker Bay and Heritage Harbor, checking for abandoned cars sitting in the harbor's parking lots. Meisner points out a dingy sedan he's seen many times before.
And here we're looking at a vehicle right there, right front tire's flat. If you look at the registration, it's a year out of registration. So one, it's on public property without being registered. Two, it's got a flat tire. How long is that going to be there? So that's one that's been here too long.
These public parking lots are not for storing cars, and they certainly aren't for storing junk.
So if you look out your window to the right, here's another little van. Two flat tires, door jammed. That little sticker says 2015 on it. Almost 3 years of being unregistered.
When someone abandons a vehicle at the harbor, the junk is out of sight, out of mind. It also doesn't take the owner the prep work or fees to properly dispose of the car at the city's solid waste facility.
I'll just drop it and I'll walk away and by golly, somebody will deal with it.
But Meisner, the police, and the city are cracking down on this dumping. The rules are already on the books. It's just about enforcing them.
You know, Wrangell's a lenient town in general. We try to give you the benefit of the doubt, and you can see when you're too lenient, things don't get taken care of sometimes.
Meisner's team won't be so lenient. They're compiling a list of vehicles that need to get off the lots. With that list, the police will notify the owners to get their car out or expect the city to get rid of it, potentially at the owner's expense. This is one step the city is taking to further its larger goal of getting rid of junk metal on the island, on public and private lands. The assembly says it wants to see a more beautiful city. Also, borough manager Lisa Von Bargen says the city is more conscious of what can happen when junk accumulates unchecked.
And that's because of what's called the old Byford Junkyard.
Wrangell residents dumped their cars at the privately owned junkyard for decades. Car batteries and other waste leaked into the ground. The deceased owners left the city with a serious hazard.
What we ended up with is, you know, tens of thousands of cubic yards of material that was lead contaminated, that had to be treated, that is now, you know, costing millions and millions of dollars to take care of.
Von Bargen says the city wants to focus on cleaning up junk on public lands before addressing junk on private property.
We want to make sure that we're taking care of matters in our own house before we're going out to the community and asking them to clean up as well.
She says the city will start citing citizens for junk on their own lots come this spring. The city hopes residents will take advantage of this grace period to dispose of personal junk before the law gets involved.
It's not meant to be a negative. It's not meant to put people in a difficult position. What we're hoping to do is set an example here in Wrangell for what community pride can be in cleaning up our town so that it is, so that the built environment is as much a gem as the natural environment is around us.
Public Works Director Amber Al-Haddad says the city is bringing in Channel Construction to pick up scrap metal from the solid waste facility. Last month, Public Works waived the fee for dumping a vehicle. Al-Haddad says the company will come back for pickup in December and January. Back at the harbor lots, Meisner is counting the suspect cars we see that day.
Wrangler Master Tamion 16.
There's three rigs right there. So far we're at five vehicles and two parking lots. And it's obvious, you can see there's a lot of parking lot left, but that's not the point. It's for active vehicles coming and going and utilizing the harbor, not just to drop your stuff off you don't want in your yard.
In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.